Well, the weather is pretty bad out there at the moment. Not too many tourists about the place either, as is the time of year. And it's a time for businesses to take stock, to get ready for next season, make their plans. And a lot of them will be watching their financials very closely as they plan for the new season coming up in 2026. A majority, though, of tourism businesses have reported either a decline in revenue or no increase in turnover this summer, according to a new survey by Fáilte Ireland. The latest tourism barometer survey by the National Tourism Development Authority found 43% of all tourism businesses had reported a fall in income this summer compared with the same period last year, with a further 20% confirming and reporting no change in business levels. Only just over a third claimed that revenue had increased. Although turnover levels overall have declined, Fáilte Ireland said the outcome was still more favourable than they had thought, especially given the very subdued figures reported in the first few months of the year for tourism and the cautious outlook that many tourism businesses had about the summer. To some extent, the tourism summer has worked out better than expected, it said. However, some sectors were under pressure. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Owen O'Mara Walsh, CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Owen, good morning to you and thanks for your time this morning. What's your view on what these figures tell us?
Yeah, they sort of confirm that it's been a challenging enough year for Irish tourism businesses. I mean, it's a tale of two halves to a certain extent. If you're a tourism business and you're big in the US market, I think you've had a pretty good summer because there's been plenty of US and Canadian, North American visitors in the country. However, if your main markets are Europe or Britain, then it's obviously been a bit more of a challenging time. So it's been a challenging enough year on the turnover front, but I think the main recurring feedback we get from industry partners all around the country is that costs of business continue to really squeeze profit margins. So, you know, we're heading into a long and challenging enough winter until next year comes about.
The cost, the main concern, especially energy, and that's cited by a majority of over 1,000 respondents to the survey. A payroll cost as well, another key factor. 81% of hotels and food and drink operators said that, and that's before minimum wage goes up again.
Exactly. I mean, Eurostat, which is the European kind of statistics agency, they have Ireland as the second most expensive country in which to operate a business. And that's very much felt in something like a tourism or hospitality business, which is very labor intensive. So labor costs are out of kilter with our EU peers, energy, utilities, insurance. All those costs are significantly more expensive than you'd see elsewhere in Europe. And that's what that does is it squeezes what is already a very tight profit margin. So unfortunately, you know, tourism hospitality businesses, you know, turnover may be okay because you're getting people through the door, but you're not making much towards the bottom line. And that's why we welcome, for example, the government's decision to reduce the VAT rate to 9% for hospitality in the budget, albeit that doesn't kick in until next July, which is quite some time away.
Yeah, that's halfway through the middle of your season, really, before that starts to kick in. How much of a concern, Owen, is it that numbers may be steady in some areas, but what I've been hearing from tourism operators of various types, whether it's accommodation or restaurants or cafes, they're saying, yeah, there's tourists around, but the spend was down this year. We're spending less.
Yeah, people are spending less, and also they're shorter stays. So I think they're coming on average one day less, which obviously means, you know, less visits to tourist attractions, you know, one less night's accommodation, you know, one less lunch, one less dinner, you know, less nights in the pub and stuff. So that is certainly impacting Irish tourism. Now, that's a global phenomenon as far as we can tell. People are taking shorter breaks. But obviously, you know, what we would really like in Ireland and what you know, the government and the tourism agencies are aiming for is people staying longer, you know, so, you know, that and touring the regions. I think that's particularly important because, you know, I've been on with you before, Gerry, and you know, we know the importance of tourism to Kerry and Killarney and Tralee and stuff. But if you look across the whole of Ireland, it is the largest Indigenous industry and biggest regional employer. About 225,000 people are employed in tourism and hospitality. So it really matters that we look after it and we get rid of some of the roadblocks that are in our way.
Such as, what are those roadblocks you'd like to see the government tackle, aside from the cost of business, which has been cited?
Yeah, well, the cost of business is important. I don't think we should lose sight of that. As I said, the VAT at 9% is definitely a win for the industry, and you know, we welcome the Minister Peter Burke's, you know, ability to get that through. But it doesn't kick in until next July. But there's lots of other stuff as well. There's you know, there's a shortage of tourism accommodation. There's a shortage of hotels in key parts of the country, which is blocking growth. Government are about to bring in a short term letting legislation, which risks really damaging, you know, holiday homes and self catering properties.
Squeezing the available accommodation further in the regions.
Exactly,
you know, for
the, exactly for the likes of Killarney, which we'd all say is so central to Irish tourism. You know, if you've operated a self catering property or a holiday home, or you've put your house or your property up on Airbnb for a few weeks, you know, that ability will be taken away from you. You'll need specific planning permission, and the government have said that towns such as Killarney, which are over a certain population threshold, that planning permission shouldn't be granted. So there's lots of issues at play, and what we're keeping a very close eye on is there's a new tourism policy from government for the next 5 or 6 years, which is due to be published very soon, and we'd like to see in that, you know, how they're dealing with some of those capacity issues that I'm talking about, but also how they're trying to maybe market diversify a bit. So by all means, let's defend and grow the US market for as long as possible. But with Trump and with tariffs and with the weakening dollar, who knows what's going to happen there? So we do need to build up the French market and the German market and some new and emerging markets as well.
Yeah. And with that in mind, that short-term letting bill, or that need to get more accommodation back on track, maybe out of the area of international protection or housing Ukrainian refugees or other areas like that. Is that important? Because this survey also found that the tourist operators out there who aren't involved in the accommodation were kind of pointing the finger saying, look, our main concern is our hotels and our rooms are too pricey. We can't get business people to holiday here to use our services or to come into our restaurant or use our activity because they say staying here is too expensive.
Exactly. So you know, Folch Ireland do a lot of good research in this, and for every euro a tourist spends on accommodation, €2.50 is spent on what we call downstream tourism businesses. So that could be kayaking or a cafe or a gift shop or you know, a restaurant or a pub. So, you know, if people can't find the accommodation because it's too pricey, or it's simply not available because there's an inadequate number of hotels, or you know, all the short-term lets are going to be withdrawn from the market, and then those downstream tourism businesses miss out as well. So, you know, demand and supply needs to be, you know, both need to be in equilibrium, and there's a lot of work to be done there. We can't just kind of, you know, assume everything will be fine in the tourism garden. There needs to be sort of pro-tourism and pro-enterprise policies to enable the sector to thrive.
Owen, listen, we're going to leave it here. Any final indication as to, you know, we are in now, obviously, quarter four. There are some worries about what that would be like. What are we looking at for 2026, do you think?
Yeah, I you know, we're still hopeful that the US market and the Canadian market will be strong. And, you know, a lot of that is borne out by the fact that the likes of Aer Lingus have invested very heavily in new routes and new aircraft flying across the Atlantic. So that should keep tourism numbers going well from the North American market. But, of course, what we have absolutely no control about is, you know, if the US stock market has a wobble, if the dollar depreciates, obviously that will impact on the number of passengers on those US flights. But what I'm keen on is, you know, that market diversification strategy, and, you know, can we increase our investment in mainland Europe or other more long haul markets so that we can complement the business we get from the US? Because at the moment, all our eggs are becoming dangerously in the one basket.
Okay. All right, Owen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking the time to talk to us in the programme about that. That's Owen O'Mara Walsh of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, CEO of that organisation, responding to Folch Ireland's Liz Barometer, which found quite a number of businesses reporting a poor summer, a fall of income this summer compared with the same period for last year, and concerns and worries over cost of accommodation, shortage of same for 2026.